852 at WEOL. How to protect yourself from surprise medical bills. Rocco, have you ever got a medical bill and thought,
I've had quite a few in the last couple of weeks, months, years.
You kind of know the upfront bill, and then all of a sudden another one might show up, or another one. And where does it come from? Well, a new law, the No Surprise Act, helps to protect patients from receiving surprise bills. Here to talk about that is CEO of the American Heart Association, Nancy Brown. And Nancy, this is, I mean, anybody who goes through any kind of procedure, gets a surprise medical bill, it seems, right? There's always one that you don't, where did this come from?
Well, good morning, and thank you for the opportunity to talk about this. And you're absolutely right. You know, surprise medical billing can happen to any of us when a patient unknowingly receives care not covered by their health insurance, many times during an emergency or during a surgery.
So talk about what the No Surprise Act is about and how it impacts us then.
Sure. Well, one of the things that we have been very focused on is protecting patients. And we know that in situations where patients may be billed for the cost of care not covered by their insurance, that oftentimes these bills can amount to thousands or even tens of thousands of dollars. And so the No Surprises Act went into effect on January 1st of this year. It protects millions of families from receiving surprise medical bills and takes patients out of the middle of payment disputes and protects them from the devastating financial impact of unexpected medical bills. And the good news is that in the first couple of months of 2022, more than 2 million potential surprise bills were avoided. And we know that if that trend continues, more than 12 million surprise bills will be prevented throughout the year, all because of the No Surprises Act.
What took us so long to put something like this together? I mean, there's always maybe lobbyists or certain things, or maybe people aren't complaining enough to their representatives. What took us so long to get something like this?
Well, what we know is that there is strong bipartisan support of the public as well as of Congress for the No Surprises Act. I think certainly as healthcare costs in this country become even more of a focus and affordability and access to high quality care continue to be a focus, we at the American Heart Association recognize that this was potentially a barrier for people seeking the care that they needed. The legislation came into, began being discussed in the Trump administration, was brought into law in the Biden administration, and again has strong bipartisan support.
What steps can we do to protect the new law? Does it need protection, and how?
We need to be sure that this new act is strongly enforced to assure that patients are protected. We need to call on all of us, all patients and the public, to call on Congress and the White House to follow through with strong enforcement of the law. We need to make sure that Washington doesn't backtrack on protecting patients and that we must keep the No Surprises Act strong. Your viewers can join this effort by texting SURPRISE to 46839.
Tell me the process right now. If I was, and again, the surprise medical bill comes from having, I mean, we all try to go to some place that's undercovered by our insurance or that has sort of in-network, that type of things. But as you mentioned, with the emergencies, as under life-saving measures, some things will come up. So if you get something that comes to you, what's your recourse to that?
Yes. So, you know, if a person receives a surprise medical bill, really the discussion needs to be between the insurance company and the provider to resolve the issue. The patient can be taken out of the middle of that dispute, which is important. And so, you know, insurance companies now under the No Surprises Act need to deal with the provider of that care directly. And that is the right that all of us now have because of the No Surprises Act.
This is kind of different than just having a doctor that maybe came to check on you and then is still part of that procedure that you were getting. This is a slightly different bill that you would get then.
Well, you know, I think the surprise medical bills can come from a variety of types of care. It could be from an emergency or a surgery. It could be from, you know, a consulting physician that was brought in on the case. You know, that I think is the whole point. You know, a person goes into a medical system to get care for an emergency, a situation, a surgery, a transport from hospital to hospital, not expecting a surprise bill, and when one comes, it can be financially devastating. And so, again, the No Surprises Act allows that discussion now to be between the insurance company and the provider, with the patient taken out of the middle.
Yeah. We want to make sure people get the care. A lot of times people have reasons that they don't want to go in because they're fearful of the cost, but obviously their health is important, and this is a way that we can kind of you know, defeat that sort of excuse for that. The new law, the No Surprises Act. Again, you can text SURPRISE to 46839. If people want to find out any more about some of the things like this, where's a good place maybe to get some details on it?
Yes, we would encourage all of your listeners to visit us at heart.org.
Sounds great. Nancy, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing with us today.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks. We will. CEO of the American Heart Association, Nancy Brown, joining us this morning talking about the new law, the No Surprises Act.